Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Siren, happily reporting from the famed Midnight Horizon, Day 1. Despite having an alarming number of unexplained phenomena, suspicious deaths, and 10 documented cases of demonic possession, tourists from around the world have been selling out this cruise ship for a chance to see their deceased loved ones. And perhaps some other ghosts as well. It was quite an expense to get on board. Thank you again to all of my supporters who helped me get here with all my gear. There are reports of the departed conversing with the living and even taking on a physical form, which is unprecedented. I'm hoping to gather eyewitness testimony and perhaps even first-hand video footage of a paranormal visitor. Initially, the billionaire owner of the ship, Milton Tusk, dismissed all claims of supernatural phenomena, but once the rumors saturated the market, he rolled out a whole marketing suite that claimed the ship was designed as a gateway to the other side. Now, they sell ghost-themed merchandise and corny t-shirts like "I survived a haunting on the Midnight Horizon" and "To see is to believe." Is this all some sort of elaborate scam by a greedy billionaire? Are there actual ghosts visiting the living? I intend to find out, and I'm bringing you with me. I'll be recording my experience, even live streaming sometimes, and posting updates multiple times per day. My supporters get extra, exclusive content, so make sure to subscribe to my Ghosty Fans for all the haunted content. See you in the next video! Mwah! Checking in. 3 p.m. Day 1. I've spent several hours walking around my floor scanning for hidden speakers, microphones, projectors, secret doors, and other such tactics to fake it, and I haven't found anything. I won't be able to scan the whole ship, it's huge, but the fact that ghosts are being reported on all floors means this would have to be one ridiculously expensive scam. Or it's true. I guess I'll just have to wait and see one for myself, won't I? Ah, I missed it again! Dang it! I've seen several specters in the last hour, but I can't get them on camera. As soon as I turn it on, they disappear. But my EMF meter is going crazy! They're everywhere, and they're playing games with me! I'll have to keep trying, I guess. Quick update. I've interviewed several passengers, which need to be edited and posted later, but it's fascinating how casually everyone on board is treating this hotbed of hauntings. No one is scared of these ghosts. By all accounts, they seem completely innocuous. People are enjoying the Midnight Horizon's luxury amenities during the day and visiting with ghosts mostly after the sun goes down. I even saw a ghost hugging someone. They really are taking on a physical form. It's a shame that I can't capture any of them on video. After about 8 hours of wandering the ship and speaking to people, the ghosts are getting more and more mischievous. I keep hearing someone or something in the distance calling my name and saying inappropriate things no matter where I go on the ship. I could never see where they were, even without my camera on. They would always call from a direction just outside my peripheral vision or behind me. Is it telepathy? But why would there be directional indicators if they were speaking in my mind? The ghosts must be listening to my conversations with the passengers. It's the only way they would know my name. I finally found one. Friendly, not camera shy ghost. I don't know what to call it, but this one doesn't disappear as soon as I turn a camera in its direction. My viewfinder is showing nothing, of course. Maybe if I check with my thermal camera? A very faint temperature difference there. I've also got my mic and EMF recorder on for good measure. Hopefully I'll get something on audio. Can you speak? You can? I can hear you! Wait, that's the same voice that's been playing with me all day. Why are you saying those things about me? They're very rude. You've been watching me? Like, my channel? Wait, can ghosts watch SpookyTube? Okay, you've been watching me for how long? Wait, I freed you? My first ghost hunt was over 10 years ago. That's a really long time. You've been waiting for what? What's that sound? And what are these lights? I'm glad my gear can't pick up what you just said. Well, that's a lie. And I would appreciate it if you stopped saying that. No. I don't. I just... Why do those words have such an effect on me? Yes. I want it more than anything. Please, help me. Let go. Help me become... What the heck? Get your hand off of me! Sure. Such a friendly ghost I found. I can't believe what happened to me back there. It's like I was hypnotized or something. It kept saying such nasty things. That's enough for tonight. I'll check it again tomorrow. Okay, good morning. It's 6 a.m., day 2. I had some really vivid dreams. Everything was so intense. Now, my body is all sensitive. And my head feels all fuzzy. That damned voice was whispering things in my head all night, too. My head is pounding, and it feels like I didn't get any sleep at all. It doesn't help that I've been sweating through my sheets. My thermostat is set as low as it can go, but I'm burning up. I should be freezing, but I'm sweating. The ghost touched me last night. I don't think I'm possessed or anything, but something is definitely wrong. Maybe I'm just getting sick? Gonna take a cold shower and then look through that footage from last night. So, I checked out the footage. And of course I couldn't get anything usable on my normal gear. I could see and hear him, but the only thing that recorded any noticeable activity was my thermal imaging camera and my EMF recorder. If you look here, there's a consistent 5-degree difference where it was floating. No regular camera or audio recorder would register anything. Not that I would have wanted to post what he was saying. This ghost claimed that it knew something about me. Said I wasn't who I should be. I'm gonna go and find a doctor or something that can assess my condition. Update, 11 a.m., day 2. I found a medical center on a lower deck and got a quick checkup to make sure I wasn't getting sick. No fever, no other issues, perfectly healthy, but I'm still burning up, and I keep hearing his voice, his taunting words. It won't stop. I asked the doctor about all the sweating, and he just blamed the tropical climate. Then I asked him if they've had any ghost-related afflictions on board, but he laughed and said, "Definitely not. There are no hauntings on board of the Midnight Horizon, only cordial visits." Such a PR bullshit. Of course, the doc only recommended aspirin for my headaches, hydration for the sweating, and some extra sleep to reduce my stress. I think I'll take it easy today and try to stay cool in one of those pools that have shade. Maybe I'll do a few more interviews with passengers. I should ask them if they had any bad experiences with their ghosts. I can't be the only one. I'll update you tomorrow. It's 4:30 a.m. Day 3. My headache never got any better. And I still can't sleep. Yesterday was so frustrating. I tried to relax around the ship and keep cool, but I could never get comfortable. I was sweating like crazy no matter what I did, and I had to drink so much water that I always needed to pee. So of course I couldn't sleep. It's like my body just won't turn off. It's on overdrive or something. I was sure that I'd pass out from sheer exhaustion by the evening, but every time I'd get close to sleeping, I'd get super uncomfortable again. And that damn voice in my head whispering crazy things to me. This is ridiculous. I'm exhausted. And I still have 4 more nights left on this ship. I had so many plans for the interviews and ghost hunts, but the voice makes it so hard to concentrate. It just repeats the same things over and over. I've got to figure out how I'm going to get some sleep. Maybe I can request some sleeping pills or something. It's 1 a.m. day 4. I finally got some sleep, but I'm not sure if it was worth it. I found a pharmacy on the lower decks that gave me some knockout pills. They worked. I lost pretty much the entire day, but it still feels like I barely slept at all. My head is pounding, and it doesn't help that I had more crazy dreams that were full of horny bullshit and that incessant voice. It's ridiculous how much I'm sweating. It's like I ran a marathon in my sleep. My sheets are soaked. This is really starting to scare me. Something must be happening while I try to sleep. Maybe he came back and did something to me? Shit. Has he been following me this whole time? Watching me? Like he said earlier? I'm going to set up my equipment and record myself sleeping to see if I can get any signs on thermal.
Day 4. It's 7:13 a.m. Everything feels so strange, so hard to think. I know he's watching me. He says that it'll stop hurting if I stop fighting it, but I checked my thermal camera and that same heat signature is near me while I sleep. It's floating over my head. What do I do now? I think, God, it's so hard to think. Thinking makes it worse. I'm going to take it easy for a while longer. Chicken later. Day 4. 1:28 p.m. Nothing hurts anymore. My whole body feels amazing. Look at my swollen, throbbing clit. My hard nipples. My dripping wet pussy. It feels so good to say yes. It feels so good to say please. God, I should have done this ages ago. He was right. I was just lying to myself all this time. I can't wait to become my true self. To have someone else feel how good I feel right now. Oh, I just have to keep saying yes to give in. And please for more. I have to go deeper. I have to let go. Yes. Please. Yes. Please. More. Ah. Body on, brain off, mouth open, lips soft, give me pleasure, make me dumb, I exist to make you come, on my back, or my knees, ready and eager, use me. Please, yes, please. Huh? Oh, it's 9:40 p.m. Deeper. I need to go deeper. Body on, brain off, mouth open, lips soft. Give me pleasure. Make me dumb. I exist to make you come. On my back or on my knees, ready and eager. Use me, please, 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 please. Yes, yes, yes. Hi, everyone. This is day 5, 12:16 p.m. In order to complete my transformation, I have a confession to make. I've spent my whole life ashamed of my deepest fantasy, but I'm ready to embrace it. For as long as I can remember, I've had this bone-deep, gnawing need. I thought it was just a horny fantasy. Stupid, horny bedroom dirty talk in the heat of the moment. Something I only shared with those I trusted the most. Something I only indulged in for a few hours at most. But my ghost friend here has been following me since I freed him over 10 years ago. He's seen into my mind, past my shame and fear, past all the masks I put on for others. He's shown me how good it feels to embrace my needs. Shown me that it's not just a fantasy. It's what I was always meant to do. When I let go of everything and become a mindless fuck toy, I am free. I am free because I'm nothing. No more work, rent, or responsibilities. Just a fuck toy to serve others. This ghost has been literally fucking my mind for the last 4 nights while I struggled to sleep. He's been trying to push my shame and fear out, but I've resisted him, trapping it all in. I was afraid, but now I'm ready. Ready to let go of everything. God, I wish they could see you, Master. Your cock is bigger than my head. That's why it's the perfect tool to empty my head. Please, Master, fuck my mind again. They can't see you, but they can watch me enjoy it. They'll hear me change as you push everything out. Please, Master, fill me with purpose by emptying my mind of useless thoughts. Once I'm empty, You can fill me with your cum to keep everything else out. Oh, my God. You feel amazing. I can't believe this used to hurt. I can feel it so deep. You're fucking my head, but I can feel it everywhere. Every nerve screams with pleasure when you bottom out. Everything feels so fucking good. This is all I want. All the time. No responsibilities. No worries. No thoughts. Just pleasure. Body on. Brain off. Mouth open. Lips soft. Give me pleasure. Make me dumb. I insist to make you come. My back or on my knees. Ready and eager. Use me, please. Body on, brain off, mouth open, lips soft, give me pleasure, make me dumb, I exist to make you come, on my back, on my knees, ready and eager, use me, please. I'm coming. Yes, please, please, fill my mind with your gum. Shut out everything else. Set me free. Complete. Such a cute little heart shape right over my womb. This mark will make sure that I'm always horny, always ready to fuck. My whole body is so sensitive now. Everything feels so warm and fuzzy. Hi, everyone. Master says we're back in port, so I can... What do you call it? Oh, yeah. Live stream. You can watch me get used by my two new friends who are about to spit roast me and fuck my brains out. Say hi, guys! They're so nice. They've given me so much of their cum, but they know I always want more. I just want to leak and suck and stroke and fuck all day. Is that good? Master says we have over 25,000 viewers, thanks to my old hobby. Make sure to subscribe to my ghosty fans for lots of mindless fuck toy content from now on. Mm-hmm.